Hey, welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. This week, Nick and I talk about Festival and the amazing Tower of Beer I won, and then all about Goose Island Belgian Fest. All that and more on this week's episode of Chicago Beer Pass. What did we do these last 3 weeks, Zoe? What'd you make it to?
Yeah, because, you know, you got a cork popped out, boom, it just flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley.
I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? What you think it is?
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Hey, I'm Nick White.
And Nick, it's been like a year. This is a year, I think, today, because 1 year ago we talked about Festival.
Woo!
And we're going to talk about it again today.
Dude, probably the quickest year of my life.
Yeah. It goes by fast when you're drinking, doesn't it?
Yeah. Oh, man. So this is you're right. This is our 1 year show. That's pretty cool, man. It's been a hell of a ride, man.
It's been fun, yeah. Many a beer has been had. And as always on Chicago Beer Pass, we're drinking local beer.
Yeah, man.
Today we have one of the newest beer from Metropolitan, or to be bottled, I guess. This is their Afterburner Oktoberfest.
Tis the season, man. So it's Oktoberfest season. You know, Oktoberfest is literally the largest party on the planet. Like something in Munich, something like 5 million people over, like, you know, 2 weeks.
Jeez.
It's on my bucket list, man.
I know. That would be a lot of fun.
Yeah. So this is, just a standard Oktoberfest. This is one of the larger beers they make as far as, like, volume goes, right? I mean, like, ABV.
ABV-wise?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's it come in at?
I think it's, like, 8.2.
Oh, wow. That seems pretty high for Oktoberfest, too.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I love Oktoberfest. They're just delicious. They're usually easy drinking. They go with food, and especially sausages.
Right? Afterburner's a really cool name for a beer. Mm-hmm. The robot that they have at all the festivals is on the bottle, but he's like, he's in flight, you know.
Right.
He's got the smoke coming from his feet. You know, they actually won an award at the one in Madison, the Great Taste. What? Apparently they give one booth an award for, like, the best booth.
Oh, that's cool. And they won for their robot?
They won for the robot. I didn't even know they gave this award out until I saw one of the guys with the you know, the medal on, and he's like, yeah, they totally do, and we want it.
Awesome.
You know?
Yeah. I do love their robot. It's pretty nice, and they had it up at Festival, and they have it at every fest.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. Yeah, Oktoberfest is great, man. You get that sweetness from the Vienna malts. It's toasty. It's poundable. It's good.
Yeah. Well, cheers. We're gonna sip on this as we get into the show. If you haven't listened before, Chicago Beer Pass, we go over our past week of the events and festivals we went to, and then we give you a little insight of some of the stuff we came across that worth checking out and what you might find us at.
Yeah.
So this past week, we had a couple pretty awesome festivals. Friday was Festival. Did you go to anything before Festival in the week?
I don't think so.
All right.
Well, no.
Let's get into Festival over at Carmichael's Steakhouse.
Yeah.
And this is the last year it'll be at Carmichael's because they're moving, right?
Yeah.
Carmichael's isn't moving. Or they are moving, right?
Yeah, Carmichael's is done. So Carmichael's is it's walking distance from the United Center. Mm-hmm. So Wirtz, you know, the guys who own the Blackhawks, they bought Carmichael's as well as the warehouse that sits behind it where this event's held.
Yeah.
And they're going to turn the whole thing into condos, apparently.
Yuck.
You know? Yeah, right? So, like, this sucks because, like, Festival, you know, it was a rotating fest like we were talking about when the ladies were on.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the last 5 years it's been at this space.
Right.
So this was kind of their swan song, you know. I think that's a great backdrop for that party.
I think, yeah, it's set up really well. It's the only beer fest I've been to in that space, and it just works out well because you can have a group in the middle that everyone, and then a group on the outside, and you just basically do circles the whole night.
Yeah, the spacing is key at these parties, you know, because, like, If you're a brewery that made a food item, you know, everything's spread out so that you can enjoy everything without the lines piling up, basically, right?
And so, yeah, and then you walk in and you're basically greeted by brewers on the right and brewers in the middle. And when I first walked in, Steve from Haymarket saw me and I got fresh hopped Matthias, like, right away, which is, like, the worst beer to start with. So it's 10% beer.
Like, super hoppy.
Yeah, but it was good. After, you know, I know what regular Matthias tastes like, so having a variation on that, it was it was fun and interesting, and Fresh Hop Matthias, if you can still find it on tap over at the Brew Pub, I definitely would recommend that.
I think it's great. I like Haymarket's wearing the red work shirts now.
Right? Oh, yeah, I didn't
even
realize.
Super bright red Haymarket shirts. Yeah. So it's a silent auction, and Brad actually went home with one of the silent auction items, man.
Right. Or no, it was a raffle prize.
Oh, raffle prize. Right. Okay.
So at Festvale, they have people walking around for raffle prizes. There's one, or there's three towers of beer, and then there were some raffle prizes for like a trip to LA and to get on Wheel of Fortune or to be in the Wheel of Fortune audience. But who cares about that? We want the tower of beer. We're at the beer festival, right? So Sergio, who was with me, Maeve couldn't go, so he took her ticket.
Yeah.
He bought raffle tickets, and he's like, oh, I'll buy you one too, and you can get three for $50. So yeah. I took one of them, and that raffle ticket won. I didn't even know there was three towers of beer.
Knew? And I'm like, well, how do you get this tower of beer home? And I'm like, do you put it in Uber cab at this point?
I guess I don't think they had the towers there. I think they had like a version of it. Maybe they had one there.
Okay.
If someone could take it home, but they didn't have them all there. So I haven't picked it up yet, but it's supposed to be over 20 cases of beer. So we're going to be just set for drinking on the podcast for a while.
Done. Thank you, Festivale.
Yeah.
No, it was a good party, man. I like that, you know, who was it? I think Three Aces and Greenbush, they got together and made a beer, like a double black ale. And they took the spent grains from the beer and applied that to the duck dish.
Oh, cool.
That was there. Yeah. So that was one of the standouts for me.
Another one of my standouts was from Mars Brewing.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
They have this pale ale that I swear tasted a lot like Gumball Head. And I asked the brewer if this was like his inspiration. He's like, no way, man, no way. It's like, all right, well, it had like this very similar hop profile to Gumball Head.
Yeah.
And it was easy drinking and it was great. I think that was one of my favorite beers.
Yeah.
Bunch of other new breweries there. Smiley Brothers, which I had for the first time.
Yeah, Vice was there.
The cider, Little B.
Oh, no, Right B Cider.
Right B Cider.
Yeah, so I guess it's just a husband and wife duo. Mm-hmm. And I think the husband named it Right B Cider because it's like, you know, it's whatever, Right B Cider, you know, kind of like it's a double meaning. You know, like he's right beside his wife.
Okay.
You know, like that.
Okay, cool.
It was cool. They had one was really tart and the other one was really sweet, and that's how they described the ciders. Mm-hmm. It's cool. There aren't a whole lot of cideries locally.
No, and they said I think they're getting apples from Pennsylvania at the moment. So, and they're still trying to tweak recipes and see what people like. And, you know, I think we'll see more of them and as they grow and, you know, evolve and branding and their ciders and stuff. So it'd be nice.
Yeah.
There was also, there's someone else there. 51st Ward.
I didn't get to them.
I hadn't had any of their stuff. They had a bunch of stuff on draft there. And another standout was the donuts.
Dude, these fucking donuts were ridiculous. Okay, so when he described the donuts to me, I'm like, wait, this, are you being serious? He's like, yeah, I'm dead serious. So it's
they were lemon cake donuts.
Lemon cake donuts with little something something frosting.
Yeah.
And then it was sprinkled with hops.
Right, Amarillo and Centennial hops.
Yeah.
It's like hop dusted.
It was a hop dusted, little something something frosted lemon cake donut. This thing was ridiculous.
It was good.
Oh, man. I was done. I'm like, are you serious right now? He's like, yeah, I'm serious.
I almost went for a second one, but I was like, I better save myself for some White Castle at the end of the night.
It was good, man. That was a good party. Kudos to those guys because that was a fun night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'll be getting my tower of beer soon, and it'll be awesome. Well, then, so that was Friday night.
Yeah.
Saturday night, I rested.
Yep.
That one took a lot on me. And then Sunday at noon was Belgian Fest at Goose Island.
Early start, man.
That's almost too early. I barely made it there on time. I think it was even like a little late. It was like 12:30 I rolled in. Yeah,
that's what makes it cool. But then 11 a.m. is an aggressive. 11 a.m. is when the MBAs could drink.
Oh, I see. I didn't even know that. I showed up at 12:30, whatever.
Yeah. So it becomes like this, you know. Yeah, this really, it's cool, but then it's also challenging, that noon spot on a Sunday. So, Yeah, this is in the in Henry's room or Henry's place, and in the Siebel room, the old Siebel room. Now it's called the Carl Strauss room.
Yeah, and then also in the the hallway leading into the place.
And you know, I thought that because you know Goose Clyburn has two entrances, and one is on Willow Street.
Yeah,
you know, and I think putting four breweries in the entrance, like you said, by the merch booth. I thought that was great for spacing it because it didn't feel crowded at all. And there were a couple years ago, this thing, Stout Fest or Belgian Fest, is always in that room. It's always in the Carl Strauss room.
And it's just packed, right?
Dude, and it's like back to back. It's like you're in someone's apartment.
This was very easy to walk around in.
Yeah.
I think they did have a lot of tickets still left for it.
I think you could have put maybe 100 more people in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it was nice for anyone who was there.
For me, I thought it was a perfect amount of people, you know?
Yeah. And again, this was another festival with a lot of new breweries.
Yeah.
It's almost becoming like, oh my God, there's someone new here that I haven't had before.
Yeah.
Rude Hippo was there. Man, there's a bunch of other people. I'm blanking. Bucket List.
Bucket List was there. I was really impressed by these guys from the Western Burbs. The name of their – they had a saison. It was called French Merchant was the name of the saison. Oh, Scorched Earth was the name of the brewery.
Yeah, that was definitely a great beer. I recommended that to a couple people.
Yeah, John Bitterman reached out, and he's the one that – he said something about it, and I tried it, and I was like, man, this is a solid offering here.
Yeah.
This is great. You know what was really good was the 10th anniversary Brett from Perennial, which is right next to Scorched Earth.
Oh, see, I never got to try that one.
That was tasty. Rev had a Belgian double on called Tango.
Okay.
Which was good. That was the first beer I had.
Moody Tongue had a lemon saison.
Yeah, the steeped Emperor's saison,
mm-hmm.
which was like a Meyer lemon zested saison.
I liked it, and I think, you know, many of his beers that I've had, I feel like they are meant to go with food. And when you're at a fest like that and you're just having this beer,
yeah,
it's almost missing like a component of it. Like I should be eating something with this.
The little something donut from Festival would have been great.
Lemon saison.
Yeah, it kind of reminds you of like a lemon head. You know, it had a lot going on. It was a good beer, but you're right. Now, since you know it's made for food, you want to try it with food now.
Right.
Yeah, totally.
And I think everyone's standout of the night was that Goose Island bourbon and the coffee and the blackberry.
Yeah, so they call this thing Vainglorious. Dude, this beer was nuts. This was the best beer there.
Hmm.
So Vainglorious, so the way I get it is like they take a wine barrel and then they take a bourbon barrel and then they put the same beer in both barrels, age it for 6 months or whatever, and then they blend those two.
Okay.
And then for Vainglorious, what they did was added fresh raspberries as well as coffee.
Or blackberries, right?
Blackberries, mm-hmm. Yeah. So this was good. This was on par with like, you know, where you're not going to get Bourbon County Stout variants till November, December.
No, it reminded me of like a Bourbon County barley wine.
Yeah, exactly. This was great. And this wasn't even the Fulton guys. This was like the guys.
The pub people.
Exactly. This was the pub, the Clybourne pub. And it was fantastic. It was easily the best beer there.
I love like the color on it. It looked like purple when you got at the right angle. Even though it was a dark beer, you could still see that it was purple from all those berries.
Yeah, just like a nice like mid palate of fresh berries, and then it went right back to being like oaky and boozy, and man, it was so it was good. It was really great. So
yeah, we talked to a lot of people. The Rude Hippo guy said they might be moving into their new space here soon, right?
Okay,
like next door to Spiteful, or are they working with Spiteful right now? Or in the same space as Spiteful?
This is news. They might be contract brewing at Spiteful.
No, they have their own tanks.
Oh, they got their own tanks at Spiteful. Right. It's either Spiteful or Slapshot.
I mean, it's Slapshot.
It's one of the two.
Okay.
It's one of the two. Yeah, they probably got their own tanks at Spiteful or Slapshot.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so they're looking their own space, so that's awesome.
And Transient was there.
Okay.
They had their goes, and it was nice because it was quaint. You know, it wasn't like a ridiculous tap list as far as volume goes. There's like maybe 15, 20 breweries max.
Uh huh. But it was like 50 beers.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, so you could at least each booth you could hit once,
mm-hmm.
which was cool.
I guess I was a little bummed there wasn't food.
Yeah, it would have been nice to have food.
Some pub chips.
Yeah, the pub chips there are great, you know, some small plate stuff.
But you could order food and they would bring you something, and I'm sure you just open up a tab or whatever, right? They'd find you. You ordered a burger and they found you.
Yeah, totally. And it was spot on. That really needed to happen, that burger. Yeah, their brunch menu's revamped. So
okay.
They got a bunch of new offerings on there, you know, new presentations, new chef. So
nice. Any other standout beers from the night or the afternoon, I should say?
Those are the ones I remember, you know. Okay. Really liked the French Merchant. I really liked the Jared's beer. I really liked
the perennial one.
The perennial one was great, and the goose one was good as well. Tango was solid. Tango was a solid double.
Nice.
Yeah. So,
well, fun to see all these new breweries at this space, and Belgium Fest says they, you know, in the new space was nice. So I hope they do that with Stout Fest. I've never been to Stout Fest, but like you said, it's packed. So hopefully they take advantage of the space like they did for Belgium Fest.
Absolutely.
Well, that was my weekend. Did you do anything else?
No, that kind of wore me out. That's all I did.
Two big beer festivals in a weekend is a little tough, you know. Well, let's get into this coming week and what's on the calendar.
All right. So on September 17th, that's Wednesday, One North Kitchen and Bar is home to the Ale Syndicate suit and tie release. Mm-hmm. So this is a collaboration. Apparently the chef at One Kitchen collabed with Ale Syndicate to put this beer together. So suit and tie. Now, you had this beer at Festival.
I did. They had it on tap there, so I got what? Festival people got the sneak peek of it, I guess.
Right. So it's a Belgian ale with a Thai inspired twist. So they put kefir leaves, lemon, and coriander, and Thai chilies into a hoppy saison, or a hoppy Belgian beer. It doesn't have to be a saison.
Right. Yeah. So I hope this comes out in bottles because I could see taking this to a BYOB Thai place.
Yeah.
Like, it's just perfect for that. The flavors were great. It was awesome.
Yeah, so this is a 4.7%. It starts at 4 p.m., so if you show up in a suit and tie to this event, you'll get a free appetizer from the good folks over at One North Kitchen Bar.
Where's One North Kitchen?
One North Kitchen Bar is on One North Wacker Drive.
One North Wacker. Okay, so there, it's downtown.
It's okay. Right downtown. Yeah, so that's Wednesday.
I could see a lot of suit and tie people showing up
just
there.
Just over
right?
there anyway, yeah. Right? It's walking distance from, like, the Merck, mm-hmm. You know, just a lot of corporate offices in general.
Stop in, grab a beer, get a free appetizer.
Totally. So also on Wednesday, this looks pretty good, man. This is at Northdown Cafe. This is the McKellar Meet the Brewer Tap Takeover.
Oh, this is Laffler's spot.
Yeah, Laffler loves hanging out there, right? So McKellar is bringing like 9 beers on draft. The folks from 18th Street Brewery are going to be there as well. So McKellar, if you don't know, he's the Gypsy Brewer, right? You know, it's kind of world-renowned. You know, I think he's based in, like, Copenhagen, mm-hmm. but I think he might have, like, a space in, like, San Francisco or New York as well.
Yeah, I think there's a McKellar Bar in New York.
Yeah. So he's Evil Twin is his brother, which is kind of cool because he's also another really popular Gypsy Brewer.
Right.
So they don't really have a home base. They just kind of go show up, do their thing with other breweries.
Jerks. Too good for their own space.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they so the 18th Street collab with McKellar is the Grapefruit Dead, which is a grapefruit double IPA. McKellar's going to be there. 18th is going to be there. And McKellar's bringing 10 of his beers.
Wow.
So that could be fun. Northdown Cafe, that's Wednesday, September 17th, 6 p.m.
Man, the McKellar beers are, you know, ones I have are usually pretty good. And I just forget the ones that I have. And a lot of time I don't get them because they are kind of expensive.
Yeah, sometimes they're pricey. I agree. I like a lot of his stuff, and then a lot of his stuff's one and done. I think the last one I had from him was like this really hoppy lager he made with Half Acre, mm-hmm. and yeah.
But Evil Twin, you see that hipster beer all over the cans, right?
Yeah.
Is it called like Hipster Brewer?
Yeah, and there's another one called Low Life, which is his answer to the High Life.
Okay.
Which is like, you know, like a 3% beer.
So, do you see those all over the place? But McKellar, I couldn't name a McKellar beer.
I think his most revered beer might be the, you know, like the Beer Geek Brunch, right? Which is
okay.
Like, you know, which I believe was one of the 4 beers that was blended to make the Floyd's 15th anniversary beer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now that you mentioned that, okay, I can see that one because then there was the Weasel Beer Brunch too.
Exactly. And, okay. Yeah, the whole beer brunch thing was a series. You're right.
Yeah. And I know he did the single hop series for a while. So.
Yeah.
I guess when I think about it, I can come up with some.
See? It just took a little time, man. Just a little more afterburner. And
it all comes flushing back.
All right, so we're moving to Thursday. So Thursday, September 18th, up at Fishman's, there's an event called The Goose is Loose. This is Tap This, their Thursday series.
Thursday Tap This.
Yeah. So they're bringing it's an all-Goose Island lineup, Kasetsu, Devon, Lilith. We forgot to talk about the Lilith launch party at Kaiser Tiger. Yeah.
Should we circle back here? So Lilith will be on tap there.
Yeah, it's a Berliner with pomegranate.
Uh-huh. Did you make it to that event? Because
I missed it.
Okay, I made it there. It was after we recorded here, I think.
Yep.
I stopped in there, tried Lilith. It's a great beer, so if you can make it to Tap This, I'd recommend it. Give it a try.
The space is crazy. And they're bringing a lot of retired Goose Island beers, like Fleur from 2011, which is a Belgian ale with a kombucha tea. Yeah. Bourbon County Barley Wine from last year. Night Stalker 2012. I think Night Stalker is the base for BCS, I think.
Yeah, it was. I don't know if they do Night Stalker anymore.
Yeah.
They probably just put it all goes to Bourbon County.
Yeah, just straight BCS. We didn't even stop at the Night Stalker intersection anymore. We don't have time for that. Just BCS for everyone. So yeah, that's going to be a good list. That's Tap This Thursday, September 28th, some retired Goose items, and then an entire Goose draft list that night.
Cool.
Yeah.
Anything on Friday?
No, it was going to be the Chicago Ale Fest, but then it got canceled.
This is the one at Buckingham Fountain.
Oh man, which would have been so pretty, like
I know, perfect weather for it.
Fall, you know, fall downtown at night, Buckingham Fountain. You got the skyline behind you. That would have been great. But yeah, they cited some concerns with like weather, and they canceled it. So it was going to be a 2-day fest.
Oh, it was going to be 2-day.
Huh? Yeah. So Saturday instead, we've got a Sausage Fest at Haymarket.
All right. I've never been to Sausage Fest. I hear such good things, and John Naroda, who's a owner of Haymarket, his family's sausage king of Chicago.
Right on. That's a hell of a title right there, man. So Haymarket's going to have some guest sausages. They do all their sausages in-house.
Yeah.
So this will be 10 house-made sausages with cheeses and 20 beers, and they'll have some guests do the same thing and bring those as well. So, yeah, Sausage Fest from noon to 4 at Haymarket. We're actually moving the brew bus because Haymarket's one of our routes. We're moving it because Sausage Fest is going to be there.
It's taking up too much room.
Yeah.
So that's 4 hours. All you can eat sausage, beer, or you can't eat beer, cheese, and drink beer.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I was talking to Max about this at Belgian Fest, and I was like, that's going to be one smelly room back there.
Whole lot of sausage.
A lot of sausage and cheese, and yeah, it's just dangerous. Do not light a match back there. Right. But I won't be able to make it this because I'll be over at the Goose Island 312 Block Party.
Oh yeah, Block Party Saturday.
It's also Saturday.
Man, that's a good time. You know, they go deep into the vault for that Block Party.
Right. So there's usually lines for, you know, maybe there might be new Bourbon County tasting or stuff like that happens. Sometimes they bust out stuff like that or some variants in the VIP tents. It's usually a blast, and bands, they usually have a couple bands playing.
Yeah, and it sits like right on that block behind Fulton, and there's not a whole lot going on that block.
Mm-mm.
Which so it's perfect to just take over the block and do like a block party.
Yeah.
That's going to be good.
So that'll be fun. And it's usually packed too, so a lot of people show up to that.
So that's also on Saturday.
Yeah.
So that's your Saturday. Sunday's downtime. Monday, there's a really good event at Farmhouse Chicago.
Okay, on Chicago.
Yeah.
Chicago Avenue.
Yeah, it's on Chicago Ave and Chicago and Franklin, so right where the Brown Line Chicago stop is.
Okay.
So this is a dinner. What's going on with me today, man?
I don't know.
Me all the time. Why am I acting like this is just me today?
Not enough afterburner.
So Farmhouse Chicago is hosting an event with Three Floyds, Surly, and Salamoth.
Okay.
This is Monday the 22nd. They're calling this Wolves in the Farmhouse. So these guys are bringing a pretty nice tap list of beers. This is a $100 ticket. It's going to be a 6-course beer dinner.
Okay, wow.
Yeah, so this is, I don't think this is to be missed. This looks really good. So 6 p.m., Farmhouse Chicago, Wolves in the Farmhouse.
Nice. I haven't been to Farmhouse in a while, but their food is great. Usually have a great tap list going on. It's a nice spot.
Yeah, and I love how they, on the board, they list like how many miles from the farmhouse all the items come from, like all the beers. You know, they'll tell you how far away these breweries are.
Oh,
and,
cool.
You know, if they got cheese, they'll tell you how far away the farm is the cheese came from.
Oh, awesome.
Know, that kind of thing.
I didn't know that. I've only ever sat upstairs, so I don't ever see that, I think, board or anything. Very cool.
Yeah, so that's Monday. One more event.
Okay.
This is Tuesday, October the 23rd, September 23rd.
Oh, my God. September's almost over then.
Oh, jeez. September 23rd.
That's the worst part about the podcast. We have all these dates, and it's like, oh, this month is over.
Yeah. We're steamrolling in October. This is the Oktoberfest and pumpkin beer tasting at Delilah's.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, 5 o'clock on the 23rd. So they're just going to bring out, they got a 5-year vertical of pumpkin at this thing, as well as Oktoberfest beers from everybody that you can think of. All the older bands like Paul Anner, Hacker Shore, Beck's, Great Lakes, you know, just tons of Oktoberfest.
So that's 23rd, you said?
Yeah, that's Tuesday the 23rd.
Ooh, I might have to go to that, but Tuesday night beer fest, that's makes for a slow Wednesday. Cool. Well, I think before we get out of here, I want to, did you see that news about how there's going to be no more Haymarket, Three Floyds is going to do Yum Yum and get rid of...
I saw that.
Were they getting rid of Jinx?
Yeah, they're getting rid of... they should get rid of Jinx Proof. No, they're getting rid of Pride and Joy, which is like one of their original brands.
Yeah. I think they really should get rid of Robert the Bruce.
Yeah, but... Robert the Bruce is... We joke at festivals, if you see Three Floyds on the list, they're probably just bringing Robert the Bruce. Because it's a beer that nobody buys. It's a Scotch Ale. There's nothing wrong with it. It's like 6.5%. It's fine.
It's great for a Scotch Ale.
Yeah. But, I mean, just it's not something that you drink from Floyd's. But, I like, when I'm at Floyd's, right, I always get Robert the Bruce on cask. Not Robert the Bruce, but...
Pride and Joy?
Pride and Joy on cask.
Yeah.
Because I love that beer. I think it's the beer, for me, that goes best with food when I'm at the pub. So I really like it. It's an easy drinking 6.5% beer from Floyd's. Yeah.
So yeah, I think it's sucks they're getting rid of that. That was like a good standby beer.
Yeah.
And Jinx Proof and Robert the Bruce are just the beers you see on the shelf because no one buys them.
Right. Everybody wants, you know, a Zombie Dust.
And Gumball Head.
And Gumball Head. Gumball Head's nuts. We had it last week.
Mm-hmm. So now we're getting Yum Yum.
Which is another IPA.
Right. It's great. I had it at the pub couple of times.
I think I've had it.
It's fantastic, but it's kind of, it reminds me of Gumball Head. And yeah. Like, it fits in with the same, like, those three beers that now is going to be another hard one to get.
Yeah. And I guess, I mean, I get it. You know, IPAs rule. You know, people love fresh IPAs.
Yeah.
You know, so even though we want, you know, maybe a wider range of styles, Floyd's is like, look, people are buying all the IPAs like there's no tomorrow.
Yeah.
We're giving you motherfuckers another IPA. You know?
I mean, get rid of the beer that doesn't sell. No way Pride and Joys were sitting around. Maybe they were sitting around and they were becoming unfresh where Robert the Bruce can probably sit on the shelf a little longer.
That's actually a good point. Yeah, because like the Pride and Joy is like a mild ale, right? It's lighter. It's, you know, body-wise, it's similar to like a Pilsner, right? Mm-hmm. But then Robert the Bruce is gonna hang out a little bit longer.
All right, yeah. Maybe that was. I'm sure more research went in than my little like that beer sucks. Get rid of that.
I wish they would have kept them both, but yeah.
Yeah, so they can only have probably space and time, and hard to sell another new beer while you're already buying these other 5 beers from this account.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. If I see Yum Yum on the shelf, I'm probably gonna buy it.
But you don't see Gumball Head and Zombie Dust on the shelf. And if a place has it, they're just like in a box next to it and it's gone. They don't even have to waste shelf space on this beer.
The people have spoken, Brad. We got to give the people what they want, man. They want another IPA.
All right.
You know, I'm not mad at them.
Well, I'm looking forward to hopefully picking some up when it hits. Maybe it'll drop and people won't realize what it is right away.
Yeah.
We can find it.
Yeah.
But I think that'll do it for this week's episode of Chicago Beer Pass. Nick, how can people get in touch if they want to find out about you or see where you're at?
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter, at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter. It's at BRad. Chicago Beer Pass is on Twitter, at Chicago Beer Pass. And website is chicagobeerpass.com, where all the episodes get posted. There's links to most of these events we talk about. But for even more links to events, go to the Facebook page, / Chicago Beer Pass, you know, we share other things there, photos, you know, it's fun seeing what Nick posts and what I post. And we usually different events, different perspectives. So it's neat. So like us up there. And yeah, thanks for listening.
Hey, one more thing about Robert the Bruce. Okay. Hey, no, they make a version of Robert the Bruce called Chocolate City. It's a bourbon barrel aged Robert the Bruce with cherries in it.
Okay.
If they put that in a bottle, they'd sell more Robert the Bruce.
All right. So chocolate Robert the Bruce. Take care.
Cheers.